the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Bars and good time lovers are never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling no sweet lies and losing again. I'm looking for love in all of Craigslist things. Looking for whores who need a good fist. Looking for trannies, needing a good time. That's what I'm thinking of. Looking for whores in too many places. Hiding my face and all my disgraces. Looking for love at Craigslist Corral.
Hey, it's half past and over o'clock. We're the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
We're back in the city of Trousers, Syracuse, New York.
For Craigslist Corral.
I just made that up. I don't know what the city of Trousers means.
They invented trousers.
Everyone wears pants in Syracuse.
Home of the Trouser Snake. Yeah. Their mascot.
We see plenty of trouser snakes on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Starting off on Strictly Platonic, let's go shopping.
Sounds good.
Okay, it might not be what you think.
Man for a woman?
Yeah, 40, okay. Syracuse. This is my first week in a house I'm subletting, and I really need some household items. I'm new to the area and would love to have someone who wanted to play hostess. There could be a little fun shopping in there as well. Anything is up for consideration. If you want a friend for the weekend, the week, the month, let me know.
Well,
I
no, I
want to hear that
I
clap
don't.
From Friends when he said that. Remember the end of, remember that line in Friends, your month?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me know. Dinner and drinks are on me.
Either he's a huge loser, or it's a ploy to get a girl, you know, to have sex with her.
To have sex with her?
Or him, yeah. The thing is, it's probably the sex angle.
Because, it's always a sex angle.
Yeah, I know. But he's gonna, how he's gonna play it is, you know, he's gonna start offering to buy her things. You know, like, wow, I'm gonna get you these.
Because if it's not sex, it makes no sense. I need someone to help me shop.
I know.
And I'm going online to find them? It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
I know. Sex is always the answer.
Sex. That should be the Craigslist...
I was thinking the same thing.
Trademark, you know. Catch slogan.
Slogan? Craigslist.
It's always sex. About the sex.
Yep.
Next up, misconnections. Afraid of small dogs in Eastwood, male for woman.
Arf, oh God!
You are tall and blonde, and I walk by my house all the time. You said you were afraid of small dogs, but I was too afraid to say anything more forward to you.
Are you afraid of small dogs?
It's irrelevant that she said she was afraid of small dogs, I feel.
Well, no, it's relevant
because... I'm afraid of small dogs. I'd like to fuck you.
But you are a small dog, so that's why I can't.
If you see this, let me know. I'm very shy at first, but very much not shy once I get to know you. I think that's usually the case, isn't it? Like, are shy people, like, not talking to their close friends and family?
They don't have close friends because they're too shy.
Yeah,
they don't even have family.
Yeah, their family got rid of him.
Like, listen, I mean...
He hasn't said a word in 12
years.
He's
my son and all, but, I mean, he's just too shy. He's weird. It's on that.
It's true. I remember this guy in elementary school, he literally never spoke. And if he did, he'd be like, what was that, Chris? His name was Christopher Olsen.
You know what I would do? I'd step on his balls just so I'd hear him scream.
And then a guy at school came up and goes, yeah, you know, Chris, at home, he's fucking loud as hell. He's yelling and screaming.
Oh, quit hitting me.
I always wonder what happened to that guy. Like I wasn't I'm not the most outgoing guy in the world, but he had, like, real serious problems. Like, did he get through life, or is he just still living at home and he's like 30-some years old?
Well, he had to get out of his home because he was being molested at home.
You think?
Probably, not like sexually, or I mean possibly, but I imagine he's probably getting beat up and stuff.
I don't think so. He was pretty normal at home.
Says who?
The rumors were.
The rumors. Everyone's fucking hanging out at his house.
I saw it one time.
Saw what?
That he was outgoing, like he was saying stuff. He wasn't outgoing, but he was talking.
He was molested.
It's like every once in a while when you see a teller of Penn and Teller speaking.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's like, what the fuck?
Don't really care.
You don't like Penn and Teller?
No, I'm not really a fan of magic, but I like them. They're cool.
They're comedic shows. I'd love to see their magic show.
Yeah, so would I. I don't, you know, just
more
to
of,
say
it's more
it
of a
did.
Comedy show than anything.
I was listening to Penn's podcast, and then I stopped because I got bored.
Teller hasn't been on, I don't think.
No.
Mostly because he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Next up, Strictly Platonic again. Let's put Friends back in Friends with Benefits. Male for woman, 33.
Yeah, I mean, I like fucking chicks, you know, but the thing is, I mean, we're not that good of friends, you know?
A married fellow seeking someone in the same situation as myself looking for a friend. Yes, okay, I'm looking for a friend with benefits, but to me it's important that it's more than just sex. I want to find somebody who I enjoy chatting with as well. Like your wife, perhaps? Someone whose company I enjoy in and out of bed. Like your wife, age,
well, obviously I don't
race,
enjoy
body,
her.
Are not as important as the inside. Then why is he married? Please put buddies in the subject.
Listen, you know, we got kids now. It's not so easy.
It's no excuse. Let her go. Let her find a new life. Don't be a fucking asshole. That's what I say.
Why is he the asshole? You don't know what's going on in his house. You don't know what she's
then
up to.
Then leave her! What do you... If you're cheating on someone, you're an asshole. There's no excuse.
He can't leave her because he wouldn't be able to see his kids ever again.
Whatever.
She'd bilk him for all his fucking money. He'd have to beg her to see his own fucking children, and the courts would be on her side. That's why.
Next up, miscellaneous romance, smoothie, 55. Fit, thin body, facial hair none, hair brown, height 5'10", weight 135.
And do you like smoothies?
Ethnicity white, personality outgoing, unlike Christopher Olsen. Education, graduate, status single, drinks rarely, drugs never, smokes never. If you enjoy hot days, warm nights, and the feeling of something more than a physical connection, you may have an opportunity before you. I'm generally attracted to men in their 40s with slim, lean bodies. No druggies, smokers, or weirdos.
No, you're out.
I love when they say no weirdos. Well-educated and successful men, go to the front. Please reply to the picture and honest description of yourself. Like, you're the one on Craigslist looking for a fucking lover.
You know what? I don't think I need to describe myself if I send you a picture. Because, I mean, you know.
True.
You can kind of see it.
That fills in the blanks for you.
Yeah.
You're right. You know what? This time you're right. You're not always right, but this time you are.
Well, I mean, mostly I am, but this time I am.
Yeah. Next up, bisexual woman looking for the same, 35,
ooh.
Cortland, New York, outside of Syracuse.
I'm going to head over there.
Age 35, she has 3 tattoos. Her body she considers curvy. She has hazel eyes, highlighted brown hair. She's 5'10", and she's partnered.
She's giant.
She says she's 35, but I got to tell you, that body, I don't know if it's the lighting, she looks way older than that. I mean, I guess some 35. I mean, I haven't seen very many 35-year-olds nude recently, but
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it might
other than
be
myself,
light.
Although I'm not 35, so
close enough. It might be lighting. Okay. I don't know.
She took this picture on February 15th, 2015. In case
or she's a redhead. Those might be freckles or something.
Could be. It's just a bad picture.
She just might have bad skin. I don't know.
Pardon me for being this direct. What I'm looking for. This isn't women seeking women, by the way. A woman that my controller.
What?
The woman that my controller and I can enjoy together.
Who's her fucking controller?
her master.
She's somebody's sex slave?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we do get together, it would ultimately be under his hand that we would do this, even if he's not in the room physically. I'd like a relationship with a woman outside of the threesome if it's possible, when he isn't around to be with. Thank you. We are very sexual and deviant. Not a necessity that has to be with you, but the dirtier the better.
Good luck, lady. It's not going to happen. She says she's a bi woman looking for the same. And then she throws in the fucking...
Controller.
Her master.
But she wants a relationship outside. But that doesn't sound like her controller is going to allow
us. Yeah. Plus, even if she did have one, no... I mean, she can have a relationship outside, but you also have to... I have to share you with my master.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that.
That doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah...
And I don't think she's 35.
Yeah, probably not.
Next up, looking for a sexy chica to have some fun with.
Ooh, Mel, I'm picturing the master informing her how she has to go find a woman for him. You're not enough, you understand? You need to find another girl for me.
Looking for a sexy chica to have some fun with, male woman for woman, 21. Now this guy's got a selfie of himself at the bus stop, but Tully's across the street, that's a restaurant, and you know, some cars going by.
Oh, he's a handsome man.
He's got a well-groomed beard, man.
He does.
Very well. I could not
too
do that.
Too groomed.
Super groomed.
Yeah.
And his chica looks pretty good. She looks mean, but she's pretty hot.
He already has a chick, so what's going on here?
He wants another one for us. Him and his chica.
Oh, he should get with that slave chick.
I believe the girl's writing this. Oh. Me and my hubby looking for a girl down for a threesome and a full relationship for fun while just looking to spice up our relationship and open up our family. We'll send more pictures. Please respond with pictures.
Open up your family? What? You want some chick to fuck and then, like, meet your kids?
And stand at the bus stop. You can't even get a ride to my house, this fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh, you got $1.35 for the bus? That way, you know.
My chica, I can't. Wish I could do your accent.
Hey, man, my chica, she doesn't live close, man. I gotta take the bus. I gotta take like 2 buses, man. I gotta go downtown, man, and then I gotta change buses to the number 22.
I can pick up my chica from work, my old lady. They say old lady.
You know what? You're not picking up your girl from work if you ride the bus to her work. And then you both climb on a different bus to go home. Yeah, you're not picking her up.
Well,
unless you're the bus
physically
driver.
You are, I guess. Kind of.
Yeah. No. I mean, unless he physically picks her up and carries her around, I don't know why he would.
Sometimes he does.
Does anyone do that, carrying married people over the threshold anymore?
Depends how heavy your wife is and how weak you are.
Or how strong you are.
It's a combination of those, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Next up, women seeking men.
Why do you think the chick would feel like shit? Oh, second from the bottom.
Oh, I gotta still take your narcissist test.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
I've taken this one though before. I am that one.
Which one?
I just fucking told you. Second row, second from the bottom.
How's it second from the bottom? Second row. That's column.
Oh, whatever. You know what I mean.
Second column, second.
Second column, second from the bottom.
Like a third row.
Who is that anyway? I can't see.
That's a fat guy.
Oh yeah.
The fat guy from the Castle Black.
Yeah, he's cool. Sam. Yeah.
Sam the Slayer. So you're Mark the Slayer. I've recently been learning about MBTI and I'm hooked. If you don't know your type and want to, you can take a free online test at Human Metrics.
Yeah. Did you know it's all bullshit?
I'm like so most excited to intentionally get to know someone, some other NF types. I'm just looking for someone.
I'm an MFer.
For some emailing and possibly IMing texting to start with. Anyone who knows their type and is interested in MBTI, but the hopeless romantic in me is open to turning into something more. Smiley face. Want to guess my type?
That's
I'm
so
pretty
sweet.
Rare. Reading about my own type was really validating, and now I have a better understanding of the dynamics of my current relationship with family and friends. I'm also now more aware of exactly why my past relationships didn't work with certain types. They are just practice anyway, smiley face.
Yeah.
How has knowing your type affect you? Do me a favor and put your type in the subject line so I know you're real.
Do me a favor.
I'll keep
go fuck
the spammers
yourself.
From that. It'll keep the spammers from getting me. And tell me 5 things about yourself and reply any random things.
Well, I hate dumb people. You're dumb. What else? That's 2. Shit.
I'm very good friends with my cock. Very good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't give a shit about this personality test.
Yeah, that stuff's nonsense. It's fucking nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Next up, young man, Syracuse. Doesn't say anything, but it's in Women Seeking Men. Hello, I am a star. Beautiful, tall, thick, BBW. I'm looking for a new soulmate. Let's start slow and get to know each other. Cuddle, kiss, watch movies, have a romantic dinner and late night talks, and let passion flow. I'm looking for a younger man who is responsible and very sexy.
So she has her own talk show because she wants late night talks. Yeah. So like, I'm going
to
be a guest?
Well, Edelman retired, so you need someone else to replace him.
All right.
Who is an all about looks and can get to know inner beauty
had it, but I guess not.
And well as outer. Horrible choice. I do understand 2 people have to be attracted to each other and click. So if you find my picture is cute, please reply. Pictures, there's only one.
There's one picture without her head.
Yeah.
And barely her torso.
If you don't like me, then just simply keep moving and no need to respond and embarrass yourself with childish remarks. I'm 100% a woman and very sensual.
Hey, me calling you a fat pig is not going to embarrass
tall,
me.
Thick. I'm 420 friendly. I have a sense of humor and very open-minded, especially for people in this wonderful town we call Syracuse, New York, laugh aloud. So let's see who wants to chat. Send me your pick. 18 to 35, appreciated. I'm 35. Yeah. Thank you for reading.
Congratulations. All
right.
Good.
BBW for Educated Sophisticated Black Companion of 40, Central New York. If opposites do attract, then my porcelain complexion will look great next to your deep, dark skin. I'm looking for a long term. Actual dates to nice places, activities that do not involve servicing you. Age isn't important, but I'm typically attracted to older men. No drugs or diseases, please. And no incarcerated, no parolees, no probation, no sex offenders, no liars. Oh,
man, how racist is she? Every black man's been in fucking jail?
I know that's a tall order, but why waste your time with my and mine? Please attach a picture. Is it really a tall order? I mean, I don't know.
That's how racist she is. It's near impossible to find a black man who hasn't been in jail, but let's try.
Please attach a picture if possible and say more than one sentence in your response so I can get a feel for who you are and what you're looking for.
She has to tell them to say more than one sentence because they can barely write. Oh. She said, add a picture if possible because I know you won't be able to get your hands on a camera unless you steal it. How dare her?
And finally, head of household male seeks female help.
Is he filling out his taxes with head of household on there?
Male for woman, 57. Safe, stable, old-fashioned, single professional, white male seeking woman to build a life with. Children welcome, minor grown. I tend to be dominant type, not at all abusive. I would prefer a woman in a submissive
Are you abusive?
Side.
Not at all. Not
this
at all.
This is not a 50 shades type thing. Just when men and women were women, where men were men and women were women, preference. I have a small produce farm and I'm looking to revitalize. That means it's not working out, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not.
I would be much more rewarding with the right partner. A great place to raise children, grandchildren. It would be great if you were into gardening, cooking, canning, and but not a must. I guess this guy wants a slave.
I don't know.
I want a woman who will do my chores for me, I guess is what he's saying.
Some women like doing chores.
Life is good, looking to make it better. Please be in the Syracuse area or reasonably close. Is Buffalo close enough? And available to actually pursue a relationship, not looking to
How
be
How many
in
hours
affair.
Away is that? Like 3 hours?
Yeah. Please put understand in not the bad. Subject line to avoid being deleted spam, looking for your sincere only.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to message that guy.
Are you?
I think I might be right up his alley.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway. HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.
Tell which friend? My friend or your friend? Everyone's friend?
You know, I don't even have any friends. That's for the listener.
Oh, okay.
HotshotWizKids.com.
J'aimerais tant voir Syracuse. L'île de Pâques, Kerouan. Et les grands oiseaux qui s'amusent à glisser l'aile sous le vent. Vois les jardins de Babylone.